back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone, go on the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go in the Apple and Google stores, download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it up because a lot of you wanted it. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out all the time in Wisconsin every day, supporting Trump, supporting the big lie, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio is the most prominent and one of the very few antidotes to that. And we do appreciate your support. So click on that as well. Well, we're going to go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As always, happy Friday. It's been kind of a tough week for me calling in. Here's hopeful we get the voter bill. Mostly, I just want to thank all your wonderful callers, all the way from Jeannie, from Eau Claire, all the way down to Oconomowoc, and Bill, and all the other callers, Dick from Madison. They keep me uplifted, and I know other people out there care about what's going on in Wisconsin politics and what's going on in the country as a whole. So kudos to all your callers, and thanks for keeping us informed, Matt. And with that, I'm just gonna have a happy Friday. So thanks for taking my call.
Have a good weekend. Listen, remember something. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Franklin Roosevelt encountered a lot worse obstacles than we're encountering right now. We're encountering Trump, and we're encountering the submission of the Republican Party to Trump. Compared to the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and the Second World War, that should be solvable. And they were all solvable, too. The key question, Paul, is why are the Democrats afraid to use their power? Because if you don't use your power, you're not going to keep your power. Why isn't Trump being prosecuted? Why isn't he at least in front of a grand jury? Trump, why not? He called up the Secretary of State in Georgia and said, forge 11,900 or 890 votes, or there'll be a criminal prosecution against you. That's a felony. That's extortion. Why is there not a grand jury on that call? Why is the grand jury in New York right now and all the financial fraud involving him all against surrogates? All against his CFO, his chief financial officer, and his companies, but not him. Why? Why is there not a grand jury in Washington, D.C. against him for ginning up the insurrection? Why isn't there a grand jury against him for telling four people, Bannon and three others, to blow off the subpoenas? That's a criminal contempt when they do it, but the orchestrator of it, the crime boss that gets them to do it, that is a crime to orchestrate that. Where are these? Where's Merrick Garland? Why are we afraid to use our power? Because if they don't bring this guy down now, and he's the nominee in 2024, I don't know what happens. I think Biden beats him again. What if, God forbid, Biden doesn't run again? Can Kamala Harris beat him? Can somebody else beat him? Who do we have? This guy, it's a rising, and you know, the word fascist is thrown around very lightly. I don't throw it around lightly. It's become a stupid pejorative. You know, some 16-year-old girl will say, my father's such a fascist, he grounded me because I was late on curfew. Everybody throws it around. I'm not throwing it around lightly. But if you take a look at the rise of Mussolini's power in Italy, that was the original fascist movement. Trump comes across, because he's an American, he comes across as more familiar and so forth. What he is doing is eliminating elections. Stalin's dictum, doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Pretty soon, elections will be advisory, and they'll be gerrymandered for generations and generations, gerrymandered legislatures and congresses who count the votes. That has got to stop. A couple of other things. You know, one of my least favorite members of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, stripped of committee assignments, apparently has nothing to do. She's on the House floor. She should be censured for this. She walked across the aisle during the vote to hold Steve Bannon in contempt and shouted at Raskin, Raskin, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, and Liz Cheney on the Bannon contempt motion and called them names. You know, in the old days, you couldn't do that in the House. You had to say the gentleman or the gentlelady from here and there has said something. Unfortunately, I don't agree, and whatever. It kept violence out of it. You have somebody like this, the she-wolf of the QAnon right, stalking across, menacing. Remember, she used to track AOC, track her to her office. AOC had closed the door, and she'd shout through the door, "Where are the diapers?" I'm not kidding. Put away the diapers. She has a diaper thing with AOC for some reason. This is a sick individual, okay? She's QAnon. And Nancy Pelosi, maybe she's bending over backwards because the Republicans will support her. You just tell Marjorie Taylor Greene, hey, look, I know you got nothing to do. You're not on committees. Deal with it. Find something to do. But on the floor, you do not cross the aisle to shout at other members of Congress. That is the protocol in the Congress. It's not being enforced. And in a much lighter note, if there is such a thing, here is a Republican congressman from Missouri. Now, this guy is a real piece of work, Jason Smith. You think there's a lot of bad ones? Yeah, there are a lot of bad ones, and you haven't heard of most of them, and he's one of them. He came out and attacked Meghan Markle. That's the prince's wife, okay? Why did he attack her? He says, the queen should strip her of her royal title because she sent a letter advocating paid family leave and paid medical leave to the Congress. She's an American citizen. She was born here from Chicago, right? And she's for paid family leave. But she signed it, the Duchess of Sussex. This is great. This idiot in Missouri, he has nothing better to do, this moron. And he goes, well, I want the queen to strip. Hey, look. This is the 21st century. There shouldn't be kings and queens. There are, okay, deal with it. They're benign. She's a good person. Prince Harry's a good person. Deal with it, okay. Let's get over this kind of baloney. Let's get over this kind of baloney. But for Jason Smith to use that stupid way of saying, I'm not for paid family leave, I'm not for paid medical leave, any of this kind of stuff, what a nutty thing. What a disgraceful, nutty thing for him to have done. And there is an example, another example of the really inconsequential nature of Republicans right now. They're either malign and fascistic or they're dumb. They're stupid as hell. And this guy is one of them. This guy is one of them. And a final favorite of mine, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, offered a $1 million reward from his campaign fund to anyone who brought forward evidence of voter fraud. And the first guy that claimed one of the $25,000 prizes was a progressive Democrat who turned in a Republican who voted twice. Progressive Democrat says, oh, yeah, I got some voter fraud for you. Here's a Republican who voted twice. And Patrick had to give him 25 grand. These people are bad news. Well, coming to the end of the show, great callers. Have a great weekend coming up. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Luke and Brian, Dueling Tangents, Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram, 5 o'clock show, great evening program, great weekend programming, all of it. Listen to Pizza Box Mike. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.